The sirens wake Hartman, my best friend, my partner, my co-pilot. It's 2 a.m. I'm not sleeping. Storm? He croaks, scratching the stubble that covers the lower half of his round face. Storms were forecast, but the sound of boots running past our dormitory heralds something more. Protesters, I reply. Damn freevers, go home, he grunts. Sleep. I've had so little of it that I'm starting to forget what it feels like. Hartman's never had trouble in that area. Even when we were just kids at the academy and I was still afraid of the dark, his mind would switch off as soon as they called lights out, while mine continued whirring, trying to work all this out, trying to figure out my place in the mess. It's nice to know that some things never change. The sirens are still wailing. My guess is they'll be pulsing for a while. I try to imagine what sort of chaos is taking place down at water level. Thousands of people braving the weather, knee-deep in the freezing floodwater that drowned their city years ago. It forced them inside, to build upwards into the storm clouds, searching for warmth and safety. But this lot? These deluded rebels have strayed from their cloud scrapers in Central and, once again, found themselves outside our walls with only the fire of their anger to keep them warm. Why? Her, of course. Their saviour. The future of mankind. Eve. Protesters are nothing new around here. The tower has seen millions of passionate faces, heard millions of voices call up to the sky, millions of pointless, soggy cardboard signs nailed to damp wooden sticks marched back and forth outside the armoured walls, all wanting one thing. To free Eve. Oh, I hate freevers. Hartman mumbles into his pillow. I think he's sleep-talking.